In today's episode, we'll be reviewing Wreck-It Ralph 2, Ralph Breaks the Internet, The Vanishing, Dumbo, and Pet Sematary. Welcome back to The Snack. The Vanishing stars Peter Mullen and Gerard Butler. It is a story of three lighthouse keepers that travel out to a remote island to maintain the lighthouse over a six-month period. Completely isolated and alone, apart from each other's company, they form a quick bond, but the arrival of a stranger and some cargo throws everything into complete disarray. The film itself is a slow burner. It does take some time to warm up. You do get a feeling for the characters. Gerard Butler especially is superb in his role as almost a big, strong, but slightly dim-witted guy who has his children back on shore and misses them, but is clearly the heart and the beating soul of the actual movie and of the story itself. Once everything does get thrown into disarray, a story which has been quite good up to that point, as I said, it's a slow burn, but it does bring us a sense of who these characters are and how they work together. Peter Mullen's character is very much the expert, wise, the old hand. He's recently lost his wife, suffering from trauma and grief. As I said, Gerard Butler's character is the muscles. And then you have a younger character who is going on his first trip, who is slightly more unhappy with the whole process, not used to things, and finds it all a lot more difficult. Once the cargo is found, everything spins off into a slightly more dark territory. You then end up with a couple of situations and the mental deterioration of one or more of the characters, which leads to the resolution and the denouement. The Vanishing ends up having certain influences of Mice and Men being, to me, the main one. It does tell a story. It is not attempting to be a historical recreation like The Perfect Storm, but it is based on a story back in the early 1900s of a group of lighthouse keepers that went out and just disappeared. I was very much into the film, but after the deterioration, I didn't buy it. I didn't buy the way it went. I didn't think the way it went made much sense. And I just felt that the film fell apart, really, after a confrontation that takes place. It doesn't make much sense. And characters who behave in a certain fashion suddenly disappear and start behaving in other ways, which doesn't make a lot of sense. You can see a line through, but all the same, it's not good. So in summary, I would say that The Vanishing has some very good points. Gerard Butler's performance is fantastic. Peter Mullen is Peter Mullen. The story, especially for the first half, is interesting, does keep you relatively entertained, even though it is very slow. But the second half of the film is a letdown. It doesn't work for me personally, and I didn't particularly think the ending was any good either. So I would say that for a grade perspective, The Vanishing is a C. It's available through the Sky Store. It is also available in limited releases out at the cinema. It's an interesting story, but ultimately quite disappointing. Stephen King's Pet Sematary has already been made into a film in the 80s. It has been remade now, mainly due to the success of It, which I will be quite forward about and say this does not compare to in the slightest. Starring Jason Clarke, John Lithgow, the story is of a doctor that is moving from an AR department and the night shift to a more rural setting. So he moves to a house which includes a massive amount of woodland, forest, but also the pet cemetery. John Lithgow's character is Judd. He is the next door neighbour. And effectively, if you've seen the trailer, you will already know, and this is not spoiler territory, that the pet cemetery has abilities to revive the dead. The story is very much as you would have seen before. It doesn't vary too much. There are some variations of the story kind of middle to the end of the film. Some of them are actually very well done, although I would say the last one isn't. The story itself is your traditional fare. It is horror, but it is horror from the point of view of quiet, 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 bang! Quiet, 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 bang! That is the commodian way of putting it, but it's very much Pet Sematary. The scares, some of them are quite well done, but effectively it is more done through something flashing through screen, like a truck, which will make you jump more than actually being made to be jumping because of the story or any of the horror or terror of the story. John Lithgow's character is very good. John Lithgow's acting is superb. And he really alone makes the film worth a kind of viewing of sorts. Jason Clarke is good, but his character is effectively a dumbass. There isn't much more to be said than that. His decisions are incredibly questionable all the way through the film and end up coming back at him. The CGI is fine. The acting of the younger characters is very good. The acting of Ellie, the 9-year-old girl that becomes central to the film, is superb. It's very, very good. Although once she changes, it becomes rather ham-tastic. It won't be the only time I mention ham in movie snack this week, but it does become a cackling performance, which is a shame because up to that point she's very, very good. She acts extremely well, and I wish, this is a bit of a spoiler into a future review, I wish she had been the actress in Dumbo. I think she would have made a much better job of it. But yes, Pet Sematary is very bland, goes past quite quickly. It's not the longest of films, which is a relief. The movie itself throws in characters, Victor, Pascal, and the sister of the mother. Those characters are rather tacked on. I think they were tacked on in the book, though, to be fair. So I don't think that there's anything that the movie has done wrong that isn't already wrong with the book. It's not as scary as it should be. It's not as interesting as it should be. And I will say that it is a colossal letdown, especially if you compare it to It and how well It was done. Pet Sematary is not in the same league. The grade for Pet Sematary is a D. I wouldn't bother seeing it. If you like the horror films and you like the genre, I'd watch the 1980s movie. It is actually head and shoulders above this one, despite the acting quality being much better. Dumbo. Well, Dumbo is obviously a remake or reimagining or combination of both things from the 1930-40 classic Walt Disney cartoon. It shares a few similarities with the film, but generally it adds an awful lot more to it, as it needs to do, because it's nearly twice the run length of the original. Colin Farrell is Holt, who is a injured war veteran. He is armless. Well, armless. He's lost an arm. He comes back to the Medici Circus, which is headed by Danny DeVito's character. Danny DeVito is superb. I will say that straight off the bat. He has a daughter and a son. The mother has recently died from a pneumonia or pneumonia-type illness, and the circus itself has been decimated. His horses that he used to ride, because Holt was a horse rider supreme, have been sold. So Holt, being given a job, is given the job to look after the elephants. Medici has just bought an elephant, and that elephant is pregnant, and you can follow the through line from there. There is a fair bit to say about Dumbo. Firstly, it's quite long. It probably could do with 20 minutes being shaved off it. The CGI Dumbo himself is actually quite sweet. It does capture the emotions with his rather big eyes. He's very good. And you get the feelings, you get the emotions that are wrapped up with how he feels. It's very much a story regarding him and his mother and the separation and the attempt to bring them back together. Colin Farrell does what Colin Farrell does. It's kind of a nothing part. Danny DeVito, as I said, is excellent. The troupe themselves are actually very entertaining. There are some good moments of humour between Danny DeVito's Medici and the Mr. Strongo, versatile accountant stroke drummer stroke strongman, which are funny. They did cause quite a few laughs in the showing that I went to. But, and let's start with the buts. Michael Keaton is a great actor, somebody that I think is brilliant. I've always admired him. I think he's might be controversial, but I think he was the best Batman. I also think that he was fantastic in Beetlejuice, and he was also superb and has been superb in a number of films. He is the owner of a circus-type resort called Dreamland, and he is involved in the second half of the plot where he comes along basically to purchase Dumbo and make Dumbo an attraction in his Dreamland scenario. Michael Keaton does a good job, but does he ham it up? You will not have seen this much ham on the screen this side of Babe. It is a very, very hammerific performance from Michael Keaton. It does go over and beyond, which is a shame, but I guess that's the only way really he could play what is a bit of an underwritten character in general. Eva Green is Eva Green. She's exactly what you would expect to see in any other Eva Green film. I think that she's a great actress. She captures her screen presence and she holds you very much in that, but she's Eva Green. There's nothing more to say than that. The actual additions to the story feel a little bit bagged and tacked on. I do think that there is a plot involving a bald South African henchman that very much would be more suited to a James Bond film than a Walt Disney Dumbo film. It feels completely out of place. Feels very strange. When you see it, or if you get the chance to see it for yourself, hopefully you will also identify that. It just doesn't feel right. It's very strange. Anyway, going back to the main story. So Dumbo, it's okay, and that's about it. I felt that the time passed okay, didn't drag too much. I felt that the CGI and the actual Dumbo himself was well done. I think the story was very bland and very meh. And I feel that the acting also, for the most part, was very good. But my main issue with Dumbo is that a lot of the story is focused on Holt's daughter. Holt's daughter is a, 12-year-old girl who wants to become a scientist. She does not want to follow the ways of the circus tradition. And that would be fine, but for the fact that you could replace her with a plank of wood in every single scene she is in, and that plank of wood would have out-acted her off the screen. She is central to the story, very central to the story, but it has to be said she has zero to minus screen presence. That does take a fair bit away from the film, because for a lot of the film you are focused on this character who just bores you stupid. She looks like she doesn't want to be there in the first place, and to be fair, every time she comes on screen, you don't want to be there either. The grade that I would give for Dumbo is a C-. Dumbo is available at all cinemas now. Wreck-It Ralph 2, Ralph Breaks the Internet, stars the same vocal cast as the original film and takes a slightly different tact. Sugar Rush ends up being broken, and in order for Sugar Rush to not be wiped out and Vanellope to become homeless, Ralph and Vanellope travel through the internet to buy the spare part required, and that brings in a number of different set pieces and actually, it's very, very, very good. It's very well written. It's very entertaining. It's very comedic. The story itself whizzes along. It doesn't have necessarily the same kind of hold as the first film, but the addition of a couple of extra characters, and it hits the nail on the head every time regarding the internet itself. So whether it be eBay, Pinterest, Twitter, Instagram, it nails every single one of those sites. It's very, very well written. It's superbly acted. Vocally, it is entertaining, and it will certainly bring you in. There isn't much more to say than that. It's just a good film. If you get the opportunity to see it, I would definitely see it. And I would also say stick around to the very, very end of the credits for the Frozen 2 sneak peek. It is entirely worth it. Wreck-It Ralph 2, Ralph Breaks the Internet, which is now available on digital platforms, I'm going to give an A. It was great and very, very highly recommended. So, that's Movie Snack for another week. Thank you very much for downloading this podcast. Please take the time to like and subscribe. If you want us to call any reviews on retro films, as well as the films that are currently out, please let us know, and we'd be happy to do so. Thank you very much for being part of the Movie Snack movement, and thank you. We will see you again very, very soon. Thank you.